is a burning thing. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Go ahead.
Welcome to the No Pants, No Secrets Show Canada. We're back in business and we're trying to entertain you again. With me, Akisha W. Mason, Adasco, a.k.a. Adasco Stewart.
Fuck yeah.
And Carson Scaries. Fuck yeah, we're back.
Oh, wow, so much for lasting 30 seconds.
You provoked us, man. You provoked us. Hello, Carson, either way.
Yeah, Carson is here with us. We mentioned his name so much that he decided to finally show his face up.
And pull his pants
down. On the line, Duke Leto.
Let's hope he won't talk as much as Scorpius.
Don't worry, I'm a quiet guy. Not as quiet as Fram, but quiet enough.
Thank you.
Okay, first off the list, the obvious topic, the presidential elections. Derek won. Once again, fuck you.
Landslide victory.
And Acacia is, and our deputy prime minister has a lot of static since he keeps his microphone in his pants.
I do not keep my microphone in my. I'm not wearing pants, so it's kind of difficult for me to keep it in my. I can't help myself. Karsten's here.
I'm all excited now.
Well, congratulations to Derek, and congratulations to Acacia.
Woo!
Doing a great campaign for Derek.
I'm finally in a position to be able to directly whip both
and,
of you.
And a big thank you to Acacia for not doing a speech in Calgary this time.
That was the big plus of the campaign.
Yeah, definitely. Nothing about Calgary. Well, but after this presidential elections, I have to say I'm worried about one thing. We have a deputy prime minister who's a Leafs fan.
That's full of win. What are you talking about? That is totally full of win.
Oh, yeah.
I disagree. Okay, the Leafs really should just change their name to the Toronto Make Me Laughs. They just keep losing.
How did we... Is there a kick button on this show? You know, it can't be any worse than the Edmonton Oilers. Not that there are any Oilers fans on the show or anything. I wouldn't want to point them out and make them feel bad because they almost set a team record for the fewest number of points in franchise history. But that's... We won't get into that.
Hey.
You just did.
Acacia, tell me, when was the last time the Leafs won a cup? I mean...
Ooh.
You know, I can honestly say... they have not won a cup since I was born. That's pretty sad. I definitely... My dying wish is that they should win a cup before I end up 6 feet under.
Well, I don't think that will happen.
No pants, no secrets. Now coming to a hockey game near you.
Yep. See, at least we won a cup in 1990 or 1991. And we were in the conference finals.
Adasco, were you born then?
So Oilers rock, Leafs suck. Thank you very much. I think Carson agrees on that.
Again, were you born?
Which team do you support, Carson?
I don't actually watch hockey all that much, but I have to say it's not Toronto.
Is there a particular badminton team that you support, or?
not really.
Okay, so coming back to the topic, see, I have more power than Fram does over here.
I was trying to get him to say the word shuttlecock for me, but it just didn't happen.
Damn it. Okay, so back to the topic. Derek won, and what can we expect? Well, we are having a republic downtime currently, so we don't know what the fuck is going on. on? Are they? Are we gonna ever see Republic again, or are they gonna be buried in the grave with the servers?
Because well, the only account that you can log into right now is from.
It's banned.
Hey, that banned account just published an article this morning.
Yeah, I know. I even commented on it.
Hello, I'm Jesus.
Mr.
For next week, I will try to walk on water.
Yeah, but you know, that Derek Harlan victory
is... We are going to lose a chief of staff next week.
Derek Harlan's victory is a good thing. Because, in my opinion, of all the people that probably could have run and could have won, I'm most excited that he finally is in the big chair. I think he earned it. He's tried a lot. He's done a lot of good things. And he was patient.
Okay, Acacia, seriously, what are you doing with that microphone?
It's not a microphone.
And the thing that disturbs me the most, it's happening when...
Hey, kick that baby out. I mean, it's not allowed on the show. Too young.
Seriously, if you go and watch the media, I saw two articles coming out already complaining about Derek's stuff. And Patricia can start shouting at me. But I think they're right. I mean, seriously, I saw a level 8 guy stating that what the hell is Derek's cabinet doing? We don't have a war yet. Well, excuse me. Where are these for, what, 3 days, 4 days? 4 days, three. So, Acacia, you have anything to comment?
Well, I know everybody wants war. I get that. But, you know, there was an article that was released, and I can't remember who the hell it was, some level 8 noob, making this big brouhaha over the fact that we were in office for 2 days and we had not yet declared some sort of nuclear war against some other country. I was trying to reason with him, but patience. It's going to come. I mean, Derek campaigned, and part of his platform was based on the fact that he wanted to bring war.
Okay, so let's attack the EUK again.
Hell yeah.
We already made this show explicit, so let's just not...
Okay,
just fuck yeah.
We need to attack somebody that... There's a few things that need to be considered. It needs to make sense strategically. It needs to make sense from a monetary perspective.
UK.
And okay, we just blocked Acacia.
And it just needs to make sense. I don't know if the UK is the right answer.
Well, considering the level of failness UK is capable of,
it always makes sense.
Confident that a war against them always makes sense. I mean, it's just like stealing candy from a baby.
Who do you think we should be attacking, Kirsten?
Russia.
Russia would be fun. We might get wiped off the map again, but that hasn't stopped us before.
Agreed.
Okay, so let's attack Russia and take Ovechkin as our own player.
I'm not sure about it, but I think player versus player that we could beat the UK when V2 is launched.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we could. I mean, they'd be off every time at 5 o'clock. We'd have like a dozen movies because they would be off for tea.
Yeah, but we're not considering the fact that the admins will stop.
Oh, yeah. You know, 5 o'clock, I guess.
5 o'clock.
Alex Bonte needs his gay sex.
If we attack the UK, though, do we not then potentially open the door to attract attention from Phoenix?
Well, the risk here is that they want our titanium regions. And that's the main risk. I mean, if we open MPPs against Phoenix, we're going to have to be in for a hell of a ride.
But it would be a fun ride.
Yeah. The only problem is that...
Short ride.
The only problem is that we'd probably lose Polish support if we attacked UK, because they already said that Jacoby forced them during Operation Teabag, so they're not going to do it again.
Yeah, we forced them, yes.
Yeah, Cerber said that. By the way, now, if anybody knows Polish here, I'm going to say it in Polish. Cerber jesteś idiotą. Okay, I hope he didn't hear that, because he's going to kill me for that.
It's okay. It's interesting, though, that the Polish president, in part of his national goals, indicated that he wanted to take two new regions.
Yeah, I actually read his campaign platform, and well, it turns out he just did that because he wants to lose regions, and there's no goal saying lose regions X, so he just did that as a protest against American policy.
Just to get more votes.
Yeah, and he did, and he won, see?
And it was a landslide victory, too. It was not... it was a...
Well, you know, 2000 in Poland is not a landslide victory, really. No, for us, it's like double our voting population. But there, it's...
Well, 2,000? More it's like triple.
It's a close call. No, we had 1,000 votes posted.
Well... We know, okay, so first and foremost, we know Derek's going to bring war. That's almost an inevitable fact. But I just worry about attracting too much attention from Phoenix. I don't know.
Fuck Phoenix.
Fuck
who cares?
We've already, as TFD said, we've already essentially stuck a clock tower in Times Square there and counting down the days until somebody comes to kick our ass to take these titanium regions. I don't know that that poking a sleeping bear is necessarily the right course of action.
Well, you know,
not forgetting one fact about our titanium regions. It takes about 3 days to get to them. Four days, if you count the...
Yeah, we can make like a zillion swaps with the EUS by then.
And not swaps. You can MPP the entire Eden and Bro alliance.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Eden really would like that and would like those MPPs. I mean, Poland, Croatia, and Spain are really pissed at the US. Unfortunately, it's also reflected
yes,
on us.
But Poland, Croatia, and Spain will MPP us to protect our titanium, to protect their titanium.
Well, I sure hope they will, but still, it's a risk because Poland is already kind of playing hardcore negotiators, I suppose, and well, they're just really, really annoyed with the U.S. I can understand them because Poland, Croatia,
Europol,
yeah, I can understand them both verbally and with my Polish brain, I suppose, but. The thing is that they already sacrificed a lot for the EUS. Croatia sacrificed a lot. Spain also sacrificed a lot. And I understand how pissed they are when the guy that they basically saved and later gave them a high iron region say, okay, bye-bye, thanks. Which is, the EUS did was absolutely a horrible move on their part. I mean, it was not a thing they should do. It was not at all a thing they should do looking at what Eden has gave them. I mean, if they do it, as I said before, Karnataka, California, oh hell, Wisconsin should go to Poland or any other Eden country because that's how much they owe them. If not for Poland, they'd be golfing around in Florida with those old farts.
Not only Poland.
Poland, Spain, Croatia. I mean,
forgetting big hitters.
Okay,
you're forgetting people that hit that wall with a kami attack, with tanks, with their gold, not USA's gold, their gold. Like countries like Romania. Canada. Poland, Spain, and Croatia were not alone.
Yeah, of course, but I meant it was more of a metaphorical device. And for God's sakes, they have like 52 regions. I guess it's enough for everyone to split.
off the record, not speaking as
all dibs on California now.
Not speaking as a politician, off the record, Eden has become nothing more than an old boys European rich club. And that's why I think the United States has said, you know what, enough of this. I think they're just generally displeased with the disorganization, et cetera, et cetera. It seems to me that there just isn't that sense of purpose and common thread.
Well, I think there was a sense of purpose when they attacked Karnataka.
Yes.
I mean, they felt the sense of purpose. I don't know if Poles felt that sense of purpose, but they stuck with them.
Yes.
And actually, USA destroyed that sense of purpose when one of their presidents, I don't remember who exactly said, Poland shouldn't have a high iron region because that would fuck our economy up.
But here's the simple truth about alliances, because no matter how you slice it, this is an unavoidable truth. Alliances are meant to fail. Nothing lasts forever. And this is the trick. So the real smart person is the person who knows when to bail on an alliance before it becomes detrimental to the individuals that are still involved. So if we know that alliances are terribly fragile and that they're 9 times out of 10 doomed to fail, can we really? And I've had a hard time rationalizing this, but you know, I've kind of taken a closer look at the situation. Can we really blame the United States for pulling out of an alliance that they might sense is about ready to crumble?
You're right about alliances being really fragile. If you look at what happened since the first day of e-Republic, you will see that a lot of alliances died.
And they always came back practically in a changed form without one or two states that decided to go another way. Peace to Phoenix. I mean,
yes,
nothing really changes. It just rearranges out here.
Exactly. I'm looking at Eden dying and being reborn again.
Yeah, the next name for it will be Jesus.
As the game expands, mark my words, as the game expands, geographical alliances will be the biggest, you know, way of doing business.
The U.S. now provokes something that might be really bad for them later, because now Poland has a lot of animosity towards it, and Eden is crumbling, and if they didn't, and they started that chain reaction here. I mean, Poles feel that we are on more pro-US in a way, and that's why they are distancing themselves from us, which is basically a problem for us, because I think we need the Poles now with our titanium, because otherwise we'll be left with no one to trade with. And the Poles are really thinking that they're starting to be alone, and they're thinking, I've read a lot of articles promoting a Slavic alliance, which would mean that the Poles would unite with the Croats, the Czechoslovakians, of course, the Ukrainians and the Russians to form a geographical alliance, and the Serbians too, I think.
Not going to happen.
Why do you say that?
Well, look at Russia now. Look at Ukraine. Do you really think you can unite those two countries under one banner? Let's stop kidding ourselves.
Did you really think before Atlantis fell that the UK will be sleeping in bed with Hungary?
That's not the same thing.
No, it's exactly the same.
No. It's one thing to be... to have a politician that is absolutely crazy and say, fuck this alliance, let's go sleep with this other alliance. But it's a totally other thing to have someone in your country that says, hey, we warred with this country for all our lives. Let's just go and kiss their ass. It's not going to happen. Not with Russia and Ukraine.
So now you see, kids, the dangers of sleeping around. This is just not good.
Yeah. Uncle Acacia says, if you do it with a condom.
Fuck or sleep. Titanium balls.
The balls of titanium.
Karsten leaves.
It's a lie.
I'm just having so much fun listening to you guys talk about this.
I didn't think we were funny right
well,
now.
We're actually always funny, Fran, because sooner or later we're going to throw in a sexual innuendo, and that's when it starts exploding.
Speaking of sexual jokes, Craig Norman just joined the WGC.
Yes. now it's time for gay jokes. Well, he didn't join it yet because I didn't send him the invitation. So, here, Craig, you're invited. Want to join? I guess you do. If you don't, well, you suck. Well, I guess that's a compliment for you, though.
Oh, man.
On a special note, that's what he really loves, Craig. That's why he gets all this extra attention.
It just reminded me of a T-shirt that I was sent once when I was a teenager. And I remember wearing it to school and getting royal hell for it. It was a picture of a fan and a vacuum in the same room. And the fan says to the vacuum, "You suck," and the vacuum fires back, "Blow me."
Oh.
So, Adasco.
Yeah.
Blow me.
Okay, but I don't want to have fur in my mouth, so you better shave.
I am shaved.
Well, from your avatar, it doesn't seem so, really.
That region is shaved all the time.
Okay, wow. We're getting into two sexual innuendos here.
I think I learned something that I don't think I needed to learn.
So, okay, Craig Norman?
No. You know what, Fram? Don't feel bad, because all my hair fell out weeks ago, so you and I are on the same page, my friend. Don't feel bad.
Okay, so let me put it otherwise, when it comes to Craig Norman. If Craig Norman refuses the invitation, he fucks women.
Wow.
See?
Yeah.
I guess that's the only insult you can throw at a gay guy.
That would be a scandal.
Yeah.
Be Clinton Gate all over again.
I can see the ads.
You know, for all the joking, though...
Craig Norman, caught in bed with one of the most expensive whores in Calgary.
For all the joking we do, though...
Calgary sucks.
You must admit, Craig Norman is a pretty good writer. He's got some good ideas.
Yeah, he's got some good ideas, although I must say I was really displeased with his article about Chucky Norris. Actually, what does he say? That Chucky Norris set a dangerous precedent when it came to that case of Spencer, whereas Chucky didn't have a word to say when it came to Spencer.
In case you didn't know, Craig doesn't like Chucky.
Well, maybe Chucky is homophobic.
What?
Maybe Chucky is homophobic.
No, Chucky actually refused Craig. Refused his proposal.
What's this? Craig Norman proposed to Chucky Norris? Can we start?
Now that's.
I think we just started it.
Okay, so I guess it's weird because I thought most French guys are, well, at least to some extent. Okay.
All I have now is visions of Chucky Norris whispering softly in Craig Norman's ear. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
So you're imagining Chuck Norris whispering to NPH. Seriously, dude, did you get that baby off the market or something? Because I don't believe with such thoughts you could have slept with a woman.
Oh, you're killing me.
Sorry, Acacia.
You're killing
me. I'm getting no cancer.
So, good on the WGC for admitting Craig Norman, because I think he brings a lot of good things.
Yeah, but he didn't say that podcasts in Canada limit themselves to sex jokes.
Craig, this is for you. Love is a fiery thing. All right, Keisha.
And let's make a fiery ring.
Okay, that's over. Adasco and Acacia were getting too well acquainted
with Johnny Cash.
I think we should nominate Karsten to sing this song right now.
Oh, Karsten? No, I don't sing.
He's the musically talented one.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I sing.
Come on.
Well, if you sing as nice as you Photoshop, I think it would be good. I think it will be good.
It's too bad I don't.
It's a fiery film.
Maybe we should find a new song. It's fun to stay about why. that one was for Craig.
So, Craig Norman releases an article yesterday talking about the theft of this money from the Ministry of Defense. Now,
yeah.
Here's my issue with this whole thing. And for all the things that are being said, I do believe that there is something to be said for the fact that month to month we change cabinet ministers or whatever the case may be, and we're essentially giving these individuals access to government money. I don't know that there's a way to prevent that from happening. I don't condone what Tem did. Tem's a friend of mine, and I feel let down that he did it because
South Africa now. He went octo on us.
But the thing is, there's no mechanics in place to guard against this. So what's to say? And not that this will ever happen.
I think that's why we should really look at cabinet ministers as people that are trustworthy. And that's what happened. I mean, we hadn't had a major theft or a major incident, I would say, rather, since Eddie Lawrence's Lowell's article, we didn't really have anything bad happening until now. And before that, what Eddie did, I think the last such incident, except for all that Cobra bullshit, which was pretty unconnected, I suppose. I think it was Gofferman. I mean, not Gofferman, his yes. grand, of course, but
yes, his grand.
Yeah.
But the thing with stealing from government orgs, it can be at least not prevented, but you can make it harder. One thing that Chucky could have done in the last days of his term is change all the major orgs' passwords. I mean, if you have two more days in office, change the passwords. You won't do anything more in the last 2 days.
What Temujin did really was pretty disgusting. I mean, I feel like he just had enough of the game and decided to screw it all.
He just said, fuck yeah, I want to fuck Canada.
Well, actually, the good thing is that he sent money to more or less trusted Canadian citizens, so...
Salty dog?
So, what?
Salty dog.
Well, ironically, Octo actually returned the money.
Really?
Yep. What? Octo returned that money he got.
Hey, E-Republic, you're still down.
Yeah, but Octo returned the money. I think Salty and Banach did it, but Salty sent it around other citizens.
Banach returned the money.
Banach returned it. So it's only Salty Dog who doesn't really give a fuck anymore. So that was Tem's mistake. But except for that, he sent the money to citizens that are generally regarded as people you can trust will give that.
Did Scorpius return his 69 cents?
Yeah, I think he did. He did.
Good.
You're on the way.
If only your public was up, we'd tell. By the way, you know what announcements they should make when dealing with all that hanging crap? I'm sorry, guys. We don't know what time is it, so we won't tell you when we will be up. I mean, for fuck's sake, 3 hours ago, they posted the Facebook announcement saying that they'll be up in... that they'll be up in an hour. So
that's because they're programming V2 and we're going to log in and find out everything changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And we're all dead.
You know, there's a joke circulating through Romania right now. Hey, what happened to the admins? Well, they started the maintenance and they went for a beer.
No. Alex Montagne, his gay sex. We already...
What?
Alex Bonte needed his gay sex.
Oh my god.
Actually, I think in UK it's 5 o'clock. O'clock.
No, it's 6 o'clock already.
It's 6:30 in the UK.
Yep.
So let's say that that tea of theirs.
Are you claiming we have British admins? I mean, I know Lemnaru is French, but Bonte is Romanian, from what I know.
Lemnaru is Romanian.
Yeah, but he's also French because.
No, Lemnaru is Romanian.
I think he does speak French pretty well though. So I think he's a Romanian guy living in France or who is living in France or something like that.
A Romanian guy that studied in France.
See, so he's basically French. He already probably got all...
Living in Romania.
Well, he already got Frenched up by the time.
You suck.
What?
You suck. And Akisha can confirm that.
I will confirm that.
See? And he's the direct whipping master.
Yes. Oh, no. I get to directly whip both of you.
I forgot Derek is too young to whip.
Speaking of whipping, this month is announced to be really interesting in the cabinet because both me and Adasco are equals.
So we whip each other.
Yes, both directly and
indirectly. So basically, Fram, whip!
Not in public.
There
I'm a shy guy.
Okay, so maybe let's take a break and go to the green room.
Okay.
See ya.
What do you...
Bye.
No green room for either one of you.
Carson already was in a green room. He liked it.
Did you like the green room, Carson?
Very much.
You want to go there again, Carson?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so we'll join you after the show for a whipping... for a... refreshment session.
Tea break.
Yeah, tea time. We're a little late on the time. We're somewhere in the middle of the Atlantic time zone wise, I suppose.
All right. I want to know all about Bandcamp.
Oh.
Oops.
What really goes on there, Carson? Is it true what they say?
Is it true what American Pie showed?
Well, everything I'm going to say, I'm going to put air quotes around it. So we love playing music, air quotes. No, but really, it's a fun time. Everyone should go to Bandcamp. And there's air quotes around that, too.
Bandcamp?
So do yes. So I guess the women really like those trombone players, eh?
Oh, they do.
I always thought they were more into bass players. I mean, those long strings.
But wasn't it American Pie that had fun with that clarinet?
Oh, yeah.
The clarinet incident?
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, my God. It just spiraled every time I'll look at a clarinet, and now I'll think about it. My God.
Every time you think of a clarinet, just imagine that now.
Jesus.
You'll never...
Well, good thing you didn't do anything to my bass guitar because I couldn't touch mine after that.
Acacia, I have to play the clarinet on the 24th. Thanks a lot. Not cool.
I thought you were a French horn player.
I'm multi-talented.
So did you see?
Now that leads to a whole other conversation.
Did you see what Fram did with Photoshop last week?
With what?
We're trying to spoil Karsten another job, so you have to. What can Fram do with a Photoshop CD?
Oh dear, this is not going to end well.
You don't want to know.
And Jed Carson will never use Photoshop again.
Never use a clarinet again at this rate either.
At this rate, he won't wake up tomorrow.
Well, okay, you're playing the French trombone, right?
French horn.
Okay, French horn. Now, think about it. French and horn.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
I mean, a French horn, like... horns out that you're gay.
Some people are just naturally good at blowing things. Let's just be kind.
You know what I'm upset
what
about? This show wasn't exactly politically correct until now.
And okay, fuck the French. Sudden,
what?
Fuck the French.
Not
the French.
Not going to do it. I mean, come on. Acacia is the deputy prime minister. Adasco is, well,
national policy advisor.
Something around there. I'm the chief of staff. And so on, and so on, and so on.
Okay, so we can't say Derek sucks, okay? But except for that, it's all fine.
Yeah, I think you just did.
Yeah, you just said it, man.
Oh my god, I'm getting fired.
You're fired.
Bleep that Speaking out. Bleep of which,
that out. Akisha, should we tell Adasco that he's surrounded by $3?
Yeah, I already realized, actually. I just didn't want to say it.
Yes, this is very true.
One of them being the party president.
DAL gangbang?
Yes.
A little bit of DAL gangbang.
The magic pony.
Oh, no. Please.
Adasco likes my magic pony.
Yeah, fucking Mason.
No. Master Mason Man.
Okay, Master fucking Mason Man.
Would you like to see my pony?
Would you like to see my maple leaf?
What I want to do, I want to Photoshop the magic pony with a Calgary Flames jersey on it, and I want to email it right to Adasco.
Well, you know what? That's going to come back as a raped magic pony with an Oilers logo on its ass.
Karsten?
You know what? Give me 10 minutes, and I'll see what I can do with it.
Okay, so Karsten will be busy Photoshopping a magic pony
with a Calgary jersey.
Yep. I actually have a Warsaw Canadiens jersey on right now. Go Canadians.
Now that's a declaration of war right there. I'm sorry, but as a staunch Leaf fan, any mention of the Montreal Canadiens or Canadian...
No, it's Warsaw Canadiens, and it's with an A, not an E.
Okay.
So it's Canadians, not Canadiens.
You're lucky. That was almost grounds for war right there.
We actually have a... It actually has a maple leaf on the jersey and a Warsaw coat of arms being a siren inside. Mermaid, sorry. Dang. All those weird names for stuff.
We avoided one subject.
What was that?
Octavian.
Oh, Octavian, right.
Right.
We mentioned him when we said...
Deeply.
Only that he gave the money back. But so far, as for Octavian, I think he inspired Temujin, actually. Because Temujin is now a citizen of South Africa. You know what? Every time I think Temujin, honestly, I think Genghis Khan, really.
Speaking about Temujin, where is my money? No, seriously, where is my money?
Ooh, that's a nice subject.
What? I want my money.
You know, I have a friend in the school that's named Temujin.
Come on, seriously. Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. He's Mongolian, and he's really fucked up.
This isn't the gay guy that hangs out at your
house. Adasco and his schoolmates.
Yeah, that's the new porn that we're making all year long.
Will it feature a French horn and a clarinet?
I really enjoy it. Every time, every show, I don't think Adasco skipped a show without mentioning one of his schoolmates.
Oh, see, I love them.
His friends.
I really do.
Yeah, I make them famous.
Yeah, I mean, hello, you're making them famous because they're so lovely inside. I didn't say that.
I'm sorry, they're what?
Craig, take action.
No, but seriously, I ever wonder why every time on when I come on IRC, I say fucking school?
Yes.
Fucking school?
Oh.
See?
I think we're beyond the point of explicit.
I think we're crossing all boundaries right now.
Yeah. They should start a new category for us.
You know, when my wife went into labor, they took her into this little room, and one of these No, this is a good story. You'll like this. So one of these little nurses leans over and says, "Don't worry, you're just going to feel a little prick and everything will be fine. And she says, well, that's exactly what got me into this goddamn situation to begin with.
That's a nice one. Well, I didn't know you have a little prick, though.
Just behave yourself. You worry about Craig Norman.
No. When Craig's around, we don't bend over. And never take soap from him.
You know, you're surrounded by three people from the DAL. You got to be very careful now.
Yeah, I'm not bending
over. The magic pony is watching you.
That horn is very sharp.
Okay, what's the next topic? Let's not talk about the magic pony.
All right.
I think
one of the things we should discuss is this formation, because we haven't talked about S.H.I.E.L.D. really before in our previous episodes, and it seems to really be picking up momentum.
S.H.I.E.L.D.? Hello. I'm the leader of the Felix region.
So, is S.H.I.E.L.D. going to be the next Eden?
S.H.I.E.L.D.? S.H.I.E.L.D. is a militia. Not an alliance.
Oh, Acacia just got owned. Our deputy prime minister doesn't know what the fuck is going on around here.
I consider the whole S.H.I.E.L.D. org to include S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Bro Alliance, et cetera, because that's their org name. So I use that as my reference point.
Well, it's either this way. Either Eden is going to split into the Bro Alliance and Eden, meaning basically Poland, Spain, Croatia, and whatever else country. Well, the Republic is now displaying a headless chicken.
You're lucky. I can't even get the headless chicken.
No, but I mean not the headless chicken yet, but I see E-Republic V1. You know, it's some progress.
Time out. Connection time.
Oh, damn.
Out.
You know, they
speaking of time out.
They spoiled it, you know, it's
Octavian
Republic.
F, the doctor, and Craig Norman, the patient. What did Craig Norman said when he first went to the doctor, Octavian F?
I'm gay?
Yes.
Hmm? He said that he's gay?
Yes, he said something around, doctor, I'm sick. What do you have? I'm gay. What did Octavian F replied?
Well, I guess Octavian F replied that, well, gay people are having a real bad disease because that's what he believes in.
No. He said, oh my, and I'm not even dressed up.
Okay, your jokes are bad, man.
No, I just called Octavian a gay.
Well, Octavian is not gay, okay? He's totally, totally straight. You don't have his Facebook, right? You know, I think he has more female. He's just adding female friends and some guys just to even it out. But I think he's like he's feeling like a total pimp.
He has a Facebook.
Yep.
And you didn't share it with me.
Oh, you want it? I'll send it on your chat.
Okay. Next time, if I don't see the Octavian F Facebook, you are not on this show.
You can't rule me, dude. We're equals.
Ooh.
Well, me and you are equals, but you and Acacia are not.
Well, see, Acacia and I have a little secret.
It's so secret, I don't even know what it is.
See?
It has something to do with the magic pony, I guess.
Not only. It has something to do with Mason rituals.
Oh, okay.
And
now he's liking it.
I'm cautiously optimistic that this is going to end well.
Langstaff Secondary School.
Yep, that's Octavian.
Well, most of his girls, boys, whatever, are from there. So... normal.
He still sucks, you know.
You suck.
One of these days he's going to be prime minister and we're all going to be screwed.
Did you ever see his photo?
One of these days he's going to be prime minister and guess what? Canada will have one citizen.
Octavian.
Yes.
Actually, I think he would lose even then.
Yeah.
Imagine this. Octavian F., the only citizen running, the only active citizen in Canada.
He'd get banned.
And he loses.
He'd get banned. He wouldn't be able to vote for himself because he'd be banned.
And there would be a two-clicker with more XP. Actually left for Spain before that.
So, Fram, are you running for party president again?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, thanks God.
Why? I was a fun party president.
Yeah. I'm seriously thinking about moving to the CPP and running for president, party president, to stop the madness.
What madness?
I mean, Caesar, look at what he's doing with the party. He turned it from a good, small party.
It's their problem. You're no longer a...
But I love the CPP.
So do I. But
Adashko, you need to come to the DAL because all the cool kids hang out. That's what I have learned in my time there. All the cool kids hang out at the DAL.
Oh, you know, I said so many bad things about the DAL. I'd be a bit unwelcome, I suppose.
And don't get me wrong. I had good friends and I had a lot of fun over at the CPF, but I have come to learn that all the cool kids hang out at the DAL.
CSD is also cool. Come on, we have no set. That's like argument number one.
Where else can you go and find a cat food army? Really?
Oh, yeah.
You see?
Cat food army is the best army in the world.
The cat food army. Meow.
Meow.
Am I supposed to bring my cat to the microphone?
Would you like to see...
No, no.
Cat?
Would you like to see my pussy?
I didn't know you have both sets, Acacia.
I have titanium balls.
Yeah, and a small prick. Right? We already know that from your wife.
Stop insulting my manhood.
Hey, you see, I told you it's a synthesizer. He just turned it off.
Yeah, well, I'm going to keep using it to back off. There, turn it back on. Now I sound much better.
The truth about Acacia Mason is that he's really 14 and and that
That's
baby is his
funny.
Little brother.
That's not funny. I'm really Octavian F. Smalti. I'm not 14.
Okay, you're 13.
12.
Oh. Speaking of 12,
what's Scorpius doing?
Well, I don't know. I'm still trying to find him on Facebook. One gold reward to anyone that has his Facebook account, and it will be confirmed. We're looking for Mr. Evan from Long Island, New York, who is around 15, really fucking gay, and really fucking Jewish.
You know,
I think I know his email.
I don't know. He uses a different email for your public.
Oh, that bastard.
I mean, he's so reclusive with his Facebook that I'm just doing it to piss him off.
I do know that he's involved in track and field.
Yeah, I know that too, which makes him even more gay. What kind of a man are you when you do track and field?
One who likes short shorts.
Exactly.
Hey, those compression shorts are pretty comfortable. Back off.
Well, they probably, well, if you have titanium balls, I guess they just hang out instead of squishing it. I guess they're getting squished.
Always after my manhood.
Well, you know, your synthesizer is on, so we can do it.
I just turn it off and on at will.
Now leave me alone. Stop picking on me.
Yeah, that sounded...
If not for this show, you know what the extent of my conversations, the extent of my adult conversations consist of baby sounds and Googling and gurgling and so on and so forth. You know, it's nice to get on here and actually be able to have a normal conversation with someone instead of...
If you call this normal.
Hey, try living in my world for the daytime when all you've got is a screaming kid who can't speak a lick of English.
Well, you know, you can always play kick the baby.
Oh. We could always play kick a dashko between the legs.
No, thanks.
See, he doesn't have titanium balls, so it will hurt him.
I have a bad addition. I have headless chicken bowls. Speaking of headless chickens, still no Ear Republic.
I haven't been able to work yet today. It's bugging me.
Yeah, it's so fucking annoying. I'll lose another fucking hard worker medal.
You know, consider it, it's like having a day off, right? It means you don't have to work. You can go and play and do all kinds of other things. And then we can sit here and bitch about the fact none of us can get on.
Yeah, because Alex Bonte probably is busy finding another gay. Oh, and no more headless chickens. The server's down again. Woo!
You see, this is all your
fault. You lied, Dadasco.
I lied. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, it's all your fault.
Jesus, Acacia. Keep that synthesizer on.
If I see that headless chicken one more time, I swear the next phone call is going to be to KFC.
Well, I don't think that you have the... I don't think it would be really, really tasty.
Sprinkle a little titanium on my dinner.
I know you like finger-licking good stuff.
Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah, it's a real shame that Podomatic doesn't have a XXX rating, because I'm pretty confident we could use it right about now.
Yeah. Well, in your public, there's only KFHC.
Well,
Kentucky Fried Headless Chicken.
Yes, but you see, Scorp's mom is finger licking good.
Oh.
Woo!
That was a headshot.
I'm trying to taunt him to come back on here and defend himself.
Well, no, because he'll just keep yapping and saying coffee.
Oh, coffee.
So I went and got some coffee.
Scorp, I promise to stop verbally assaulting you if you'll tell Adashko what your Facebook profile is.
And I'll spread it around Ear Public so everyone knows you're playing Ear Public and you're a geek.
For every hour you delay, I will just have to harass you on the show for an entire hour, for every hour in which you delay giving Adashko
and your mom.
Yes, and your mom.
I don't think we make this show that often.
Okay, well, we don't just mention Scorpius two or three times a show, but real hard stuff. Like,
I'm fine with that.
Like,
speaking of Scorpius, speaking of a politician, a dollar, whatever you want, what are your guys' opinions on renting the titanium?
Oh, hell no.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's serious, baby.
Serious stuff. Fuck. I had to get it off serious mode.
So, Deputy Prime Minister Acacia.
Let me check with my finance minister.
I don't think we should be renting the regions at all.
So what you're saying, finance minister, is that we should keep all the regions to ourselves and say fuck you to TFD?
Yeah, that's right. Go tell him to fuck himself.
All right. Well, in that case, I think that's exactly what we're going
to
do.
Good, you do it. You tell him to fuck himself.
Okay.
South Park got no pants, no secrets.
We just took it to the next level.
Apparently the finance minister is telling me we shouldn't.
I can't fake a little kid voice, unfortunately, so I'll just ask myself, my other self. So, Alashko, what do you think about running Titanium Regions?
No way! Jesus Christ, is TFD fucking insane? I'm a redneck after all.
You're from Texas, aren't you?
Damn it. Yeah.
Them there Titanium Regions ain't going nowhere, son.
You. Carsten?
Well, frankly, I just think it could be a major boom to Canada. Like, a major boom. And I know the DAL, like, in general, is not behind ranking it, so I'm going to stick with my
current. Yeah, actually, the DAL is opposed, heavily opposed, for renting it.
Said the party president.
Said the party president.
Actually, Jesus himself.
I am. And neither the country president or primarily the prime minister or the deputy prime minister support renting Titanium Regions, and we've both.
Or the national policy advisor. Advisor.
Or chief of staff.
And we have publicly stated. We have publicly stated that Titanium Regions will not be rented on our watch.
I mean, come on.
On the other hand, I will rent out TFD.
Yeah, we're giving a free.
Who the hell will buy
anyone who wants to? He does comics. He's funny. He's a bit schizophrenic, but it's no problem really.
I think the Americans will pay a big price on Tyler. More than they would pay for the Titanium Regions.
Tyler, little boy Durden.
Tyler Durden's my hero.
Wow, where did that come from?
Carsten, was that you?
No.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was the finance minister over there.
Wait.
But as immigration minister, I disagree. He's not only your hero, he's a national hero.
I have Scorpius on the other line. Hang on a sec.
Hello. It's Scorpius from New York. Hello. Is somebody looking for my Facebook profile?
Yeah.
You're never gonna find it, you asshole.
Hey, Danny DeVito.
Wow, he's pissed, eh?
I think he is.
Are you still there, Scorpius?
Fuck you too.
Wow. Folks, I don't know what the hell got into him.
I think he's just trying to close us up.
I think. Wait. I have Duke Leto on the line. So, Duke.
Shut up!
Huh?
I want in on the WGC.
No.
Why not? I rock. I'm the best rider in Canada.
Whoa, hold on a second. I thought Leto was in the WGC. Isn't that the Winers Guild of Canada?
Oh. WGC.
What was that?
Oh, that hurt, Leto. I think he disconnected.
Damn.
Truth be told, I hurt his feelings. I did up a comic. I took it out of the newspaper article because he felt I was calling him a homosexual.
Listen.
Okay, so I'm gonna do it myself. Leto, you're gay.
Adasco, shut up. Listen, 1 minute.
By the way, did you notice that our we have like we probably have the most mentions, the most mentions of the word gay in our podcast and like all podcast history,
in like the whole history of the world.
No, television,
radio, podcast, whatever, had this many mentions of the word gay. I told you,
they're just taking it to the next ongoing mission to produce explicit material, boldly go where no podcast has gone before.
NPNS, no pants, no Scorpius.
I agree.
Winers Guild of.
Although Pants McGee might be a bit.
Oh, Pants McGee kills me. That guy, whoever he, honestly, he kills me. His comments just absolutely floor me.
I think he's Spencer's brother.
It could be.
Spencer McGee.
Oh, Spencer McGee? Pants McGee?
Pants McGee?
Well, NPNS might be no Pants, no Spencer.
Hey.
AKA no McGee brothers.
Well, I've had my.
We're looking at about an hour.
What is the finances minister, minister's opinion on that?
On what?
No Pants, no Spencer.
Hang on, we'll have to check. Hold on a second.
did somebody have a question for me?
No Pants, no Spencer, sir.
No Pants, no Spencer, no Pants, no Scorpius. That asshole doesn't belong on the show. Neither one of them should be on the show. This is my
show. We should get Scorpius back in here. Scorpius?
Scorpy.
Hello, calling New York.
Long Island, are you there?
Hello? Yes, is somebody looking
coffee.
For me?
Coffee?
Coffee? What? Coffee talk?
Coffee?
You're never going to find my Facebook profile, you asshole.
Evan DeVito? Guy named Evan DeVito, seriously. Ah, shit, he's University of New York, fuck.
Frankie has Scorpius Facebook.
You gotta be kidding me. Bring her on. Yeah.
10 gold.
I think it's worth it.
I think he's actually thinking about it.
You're never gonna find it.
Okay, I think it's time to sum up because we're just revolving around the same topic for like half an hour.
Yeah.
And it's a large topic.
Okay, so Fran put out Ring of Fire. Me and Acacia are going to sing it.
Kirsten's
going to
sing it. Wait,
Carson's going to sing it.
Oh, crap.
Your guest, you didn't say much, so it's time for you.
All I heard was, oh, crap.
How do you like me now?
Rolling in
Acacia,
3, 2, 1.
Love is a burning fire. And it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire. I fell into a
ring of fire.
On Acacia.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
And it burns, burns, burns.
And flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Good night, gentlemen. This was No Pants, No Secrets featuring Acacia, Carson, and Adashko Cash. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Fram, for being our DJ today. Hey, Fram Valentine, everybody. We'll see you next time in a week, let's hope.
Burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 burns. Love is a burning thing.